Hey, August 4th, 2026. I have 9 a.m. call to order the Tane County Commission meeting. Are there any commission remarks? Hearing none, we'll move to our first order of business. We have approval of accounts payable.
Move to approve checks number 488568 through 488599, warrants number 8879, and no journal entries or transfers.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of previous meeting minutes.
Move to approve regular session minutes for July 28th, 2026.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the letter of support for the Redbud Gardens LP, Branson Estates. This is for rehabilitation at the Branson Estates apartments. Any questions?
Move to approve the letter of support for the Redbud Gardens, Branson Estates apartments rehabilitation.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the NASPO Value Point Deficiency Proposal, the State of Missouri contract, CC 232-82005. This is for the old courthouse, and it's file number 26-090M for maintenance. Talked with Mr. Turpening this morning. He had a delivery down at the other building he had to take care of. This is for the checking and the refilling of the fire extinguishers in this courthouse. He had no issues with it. That would be conducted by Johnson Controls. We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott, dated July 30th, 2026, approving the agreement as to form.
Move to approve the NASPO Value Point Deficiency Proposal State of Missouri contract between Johnson Controls and Tane County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have our bid recommendation for drug screening services. This is RFB number 202-605-596. With us this morning from Tane County HR and Administration, we have Ms. Dawn Muller.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Oh. Get you one of those. Let's get you one of them.
Thank you.
We want to hear your singing voice this morning.
We had three different companies respond to our bid. After the cost comparison overall for all three of them, I emailed references. With that, we had a recommendation to stay with Thomas Screening Services. We felt like that was the best cost for the county.
Okay. So it's Thomas Screening doing business as KT Health?
That's correct.
Any questions on that?
Do not.
Move to award bid number 202605-596 to Thomas Medical Testing LLC, doing business as KT Health Clinic.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Thank you. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the 2027 Deputy Sheriff Salary Supplementation Fund, the DSSSF Award Agreement. This is file number 26-086S for Sheriff. With us this morning, representing Tane County Sheriff's Department, we have Ms. Kim Shade. Good morning, ma'am.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Do we have anybody that qualifies for this?
We have 50 of 59 that were entered in.
It is an award amount.
The award amount for each individual is $3,000 for the total year.
Okay.
I think they're on the back page.
Yes.
The very back.
Here's your list there. It is accompanied with a letter from Mr. Elliott dated July 30th, 2026, approving the agreement as to form. I spoke with Sheriff Daniels yesterday, and all the statutory requirements, he has no issues meeting all of those. That is my responsibility in this, to verify with Sheriff that they can comply, and he does.
Move to approve the 2027 Deputy Sheriff Salary Supplementation Fund Award Agreement by and between the Department of Public Safety and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the approval of the addendum to the MOU for the SRO program. This is file number 26-087S for Sheriff. This includes Bradleyville School, Branson School, Hollister School, Kirbyville, as well as Taneyville Schools. Mr. Elliott has provided us with a letter dated July 30th, 2026, approving each addenda to the MOU as to form. There is one additional part-time at Kirbyville School that was a change. And then he has modified the MOU for additional terms of 1 year subject to termination on 30 days notice.
Part-time one would be for the elementary at Kirbyville. We do have currently Deputy Sims at the one, and then they wanted a part-time one for the elementary.
Okay. Shows to be for 14 hours a week.
Yes. And that the SRO that's at Bradleyville right now that's doing the part-time would then do the other part-time
at Kirbyville.
Yes.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
No, sir.
Do you want them all done just in one motion?
I think since they're all under the same file number, I think that would be fine.
Okay. Move to approve the addendums to the memorandums of understanding by and between Taney County and each of Taneyville R2 School District, Bradleyville R1 School District, Branson R4 School District, Hollister R4 School District, and Kirbyville R6 School District.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, gentlemen.
Thank you.
Thank you. All right. Next, we have the approval of the agreement for mini excavator, one or more. This is file number 26-085, Road and Bridge. With us this morning, Taney County Road and Bridge Administrator, Mr. Jack Cole.
Good morning.
Good morning, Jack. How are you?
Good. How are you guys?
Doing fine. We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated July 30th, 2026, approving the agreement as to form. The proposal for the purchase would be through the cooperative purchasing contract in connection with Sourcewell contract. That would be number 011723-CAT. Any information on these, Jack?
There's nothing new. They're slated to be here around December on that one.
Okay.
Do you have any questions?
These are to replace some of the ones that we
have.
Yeah,
it is to replace one. We're having some issues with drive motors on. Rebuilt those about 1,000 hours ago, and they're out again. So,
okay.
Looking to replace it.
Okay.
Move to approve the agreement for mini excavator, one or more, by and between John Favick Tractor Company and Taney County.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have the Approval of agreement for the mechanic services. This is for the heavy duty side. This file number 26-088, Roden Bridge. Do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated July 30th, 2026, approving the agreements form. What we have in front of us is between Murphy Hoffman Company, LLC, doing business as Ozark Kenworth, LLC in Taney County.
That would be for basically our dump trucks or pull trucks or anything of that nature. Okay.
Move to approve the agreement for mechanic services by and between Murphy Hoffman Company, LLC, doing business as Ozark Kenworth, LLC, and Taney County.
Second.
A motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries. Next, we'll have the approval of the agreement for the mechanic services, the equipment side. This is file number 26-089, Roden Bridge. We do have a letter from Mr. Elliott dated July 30th, 2026, approving the agreement as to form. It is between John Fabic Tractor Company and Taney County. I know when we went out for bid, Jack, there was a question if we compared their rates now to what they were.
They did increase slightly, about 10%.
So. Okay.
Move to approve the agreement for mechanic services equipment by and between John Fabic Tractor Company and Taney County.
Second.
Have a motion and a second. Is there any further discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries. Next, we have approval of fill dirt agreement for Larry Braden and Tori Brunkhorst. It is for unlimited loads. Be at 382 Cotton Rock Road, Cedar Creek, Missouri.
Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between Taney County and Larry Braden and Tori Brunkhorst.
Second.
I have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Hearing none, all in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, Jack.
All right, that is our last order of business we have down here this morning. We are agendized for 9:30, Planning and Zoning and Environmental Services Roundtable upstairs. I have 9:13 a.m. We'll be in recess at this time. No.